Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onala Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds India's defense transformation focused on modernization and self-reliance. Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio says developed Nagaland is integral to vision of Viksit Bharat. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton hails Modi era as golden age of Sankalp Ki Siddhi. And Akashvani CRS Twensang celebrates Silver Jubilee. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the remarkable transformation in India's defence sector over the last 11 years. In a social media post, he said the focus has been on both modernization and achieving self-reliance in defence production. He noted that it is heartening to witness how the people of India have united with a shared resolve to strengthen the nation. Meanwhile, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh shared that the Prime Minister's leadership has resulted in stronger borders, modern armed forces, indigenous weapons, record defence exports and global trust. Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio today chaired a state-level discussion on Viksit Nagaland for Viksit Bharat at 2047, noting that a developed Nagaland is integral to the vision of a Viksit Bharat. He emphasized upon the need to become self-reliant, strengthen capacity and create opportunities. Dr. Rio reaffirmed the state's commitment to playing an active role in India's growth story. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton today said the tenure of the Modi government is becoming a golden era of Sankalp Ki Siddhi for a developed and self-reliant India. Addressing a press conference in Kohima on the 11 years of the government, he said, over these years, Mr. Modi has dedicated himself to uplifting the hard work, sacrifices and dreams of 140 crore Indians. He said, the governance under Modi has laid a strong foundation for India's future.
Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji, where there is technology, there is progress. There is welfare for the poor. Governance is now service. Government is now participative. Good governance is now a culture. India has embarked on its ambitious path towards becoming a developed nation.
The Deputy Chief Minister also highlighted various achievements of the Modi-led government, including India becoming the world's fourth largest economy. Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Temjin Imna Along also asserted that the Modi government has turned service into a commitment and made security the highest priority.
At the heart of every scheme by the Modi government lies public welfare, aimed at making the lives of ordinary citizens easier and taking the nation to a new heights on the global stage. Over the past 11 years, under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, the government has secured borders, strengthened the economy and brought technology to every citizen.
India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on Atmanirbharta in defense, making India a global power.
Over the past decade, India has redefined its security doctrine with clarity, conviction and confidence. From the surgical strikes of 2016 to Operation Sindoor in 2025, the message is clear. India will not tolerate threats to its national security. Operation Sindoor marked a watershed moment in India's counter-terror response, with indigenous manufacturing playing a vital role in its success. From the aircraft carrier INS Vikrant to the high-altitude light combat helicopter LCH Prachanda, India is designing and deploying with confidence. Initiatives like Innovations for Defense Excellence, IDEX, are empowering startups and MSMEs to deliver cutting-edge solutions. Furthermore, defense exports have surged to a record 23,622 crore rupees, a 34-fold increase since 2014. Over 5,000 items are now on the positive indigenization list, and 75% of the defense capital acquisition budget is earmarked for domestic production in fiscal year 2025-26. From front lines to factory floors, from battlefields to boardrooms, India is forging a new era where security is strength and self-reliance is our shield. Kahur Henry, Akashvani News Kohima.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Akashvani Community Radio Station CRS Twensang celebrated its Silver Jubilee today, marking 25 years of dedicated service to the community. Gracing the event as guest of honour, Deputy Commandant 3rd NAP Twensang, Hong Kin Chang, lauded the service rendered by the station, especially in remote areas.
And I congratulate all the present, us and the present staff of CRS for providing us with your yeoman's service for our people for the past 25 years, for your keen dedication and sincerity for the people of our Farfani West, especially our listeners.
Extending greetings on the occasion, Head of Program at Akashvani Kohima, Abino Lasu, expressed pride in the milestone, calling it a celebration of collective efforts and strong bond with listeners. Ms. Lasu recalled that Akashvani CRS Twensang was established with a vision to bridge communication gaps and amplify the voices of the Naga people. From its modest beginnings, she said, the station has grown into an integral part of the region's cultural and social fabric, providing vital information, education and entertainment to its listeners. Highlighting the evolving media landscape, she stressed upon the need for adapting and innovating in the digital age.
As we reflect the past, we must also look forward to the future. The media landscape is evolving very fast. And as we look into the next 25 years, we must continue adapting and innovating to meet the needs of our dynamic and diverse world.
As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This evening, we explore on Setu Bandhasana or the bridge posture. Setu Bandha means formation of bridge. This posture is also called as Chatuspadasana. Practicing this asana relieves depression and anxiety. It also strengthens lower back muscles and stretches abdominal organs, improves digestion and helps to relieve constipation. Lok Sabha MP S. Pongmerin Jamir yesterday held a meeting with the Kohima Deputy Commissioner SDO Civil Jakhama and other officials to assess the ongoing landslide situation in Pesama Village. The DC briefed on coordinated actions with the Pesama Village Council and affected landowners to restore the blocked road. The MP expressed concern over the disruption to commuters and urged upon expedited measures. The discussions also focused on challenges related to the bypass road connecting packages 1 to 4. Officials assured that serious efforts were being made to resolve the issues by engaging with landowners, contractors and NHIDCL. The MP emphasized upon time-bound action to ensure restoration of road connectivity. And the National Highway Village Council's forum has voiced strong concerns over ceasefire violations and inaction of authorities following incidents of violence at Unity Village last month. The forum comprises 13 villages along the four-lane National Highway 29. Addressing a press conference in Sovima today, forum chairman Sebastian Zimmer said a six-hour business shutdown will be observed until noon tomorrow to express condemnation of the incident and inaction of the ceasefire supervisory board.
So, our unhappiness, our anguish, our disappointment with the activities of all the underground factions who are harassing the public and also the inactiveness of the government of India. So tomorrow we've called for a closure of shops and display of black flags from 6 a.m. to 12 noon.
The forum has also submitted a memorandum to the center's interlocutor for Naga peace talks, urging strict enforcement of the law and early return of peace to the region. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds India's defense transformation focused on modernization and self-reliance. Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio says developed Nagaland is integral to vision of Viksit Bharat. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton hails Modi era as golden age of Sankalp Ki Siddhi, and Akashvani CRS Twensang celebrates Silver Jubilee. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.